Strange Adventure.
The Martinville Spring Festival was drawing to a close with a public open-air dance at the country club, and the strains of a haunting melody floated out over the happy throng, which included, of course, our hero, John Friday. For the little man had been dancing a romantic waltz with his secret love, Henrietta Harper, the cute redhead. Sam Dobson tapped John lightly on the shoulder.
I'd like to cut in, John. There's only one more dance before the goodnight song.
Ah, certainly, Sam.
John then joined Sheriff Patrick O'Brien upon the wallflower bench. The sheriff handed him a glass of punch.
Yeah, that Sam Dobson's a good boy. Has a fine way with the ladies, too, from what I hear.
Yes, Patrick, that might be bad, though, for him. The other fellas are getting awful jealous.
Since John and Patrick were chairman of the dance, they were the last two persons to leave the pavilion and drive back to town. Patrick had just rounded a curve when his headlights picked up an object at the side of the road. The sheriff stepped on the brakes and stopped the car alongside the object. It was Sam Dobson, and the young man was wounded badly. His body had been pierced in a dozen places by the charge of a shotgun. Patrick and John lifted the unconscious youth into the rear seat of the car.
Remember what I told you about the fellas being jealous? One of them might have shot him.
The next morning, Sam regained consciousness in a hospital room with the sheriff at his bedside.
Hello, Sheriff. Looks like I almost got mine last night, doesn't it?
It sure does, son. What happened?
Well, I was driving home from the dance alone when somebody shot at me from the woods. I was hit, but I managed to pull to the side of the road and stop. Then I passed out. Whoever shot me probably dumped me out and took the car.
Patrick O'Brien knew he had a mystery on his hands as he sought out clues that would track down the hidden assailant. John Friday, always anxious to try his hand at detection, volunteered his help. Together, they set out to examine every shotgun in the community. They'd about given up hope when they stopped at the door of Ed Mason, the wounded man's closest friend. Ed was very glad to see them.
Hello, Sheriff. Hi, John. Find out anything about who shot Sam?
No, Ed. John here thought you might have some ideas, you knowing Sam so well. I see you've got a shotgun hanging over the mantel there. You mind if I take a look at it?
Oh, not at all, Sheriff. I haven't used it since I went deer hunting last season.
Ed Mason handed the gun to the sheriff, and he and John examined it thoroughly. John Friday spoke quietly to Sheriff Patrick O'Brien.
We better arrest him for the attempted murder of his friend.
Sheriff O'Brien held the shotgun up for the surprised and handcuffed man to see.
Now, when did you say you handled this gun last?
Well, several months ago, during the deer season.
Oh, that you did. You did say that. Sure you did. I remember now. Well, show him what you found, John.
John Friday pointed to a small green twig caught in the trigger guard.
Ed, if you hadn't used this gun recently, this twig certainly still wouldn't be green. And remember, you volunteered the incriminating story. We didn't ask for it.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Bush Tracker, our next tale of
Strange Adventures.